Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the program, Five Guys Stories and Lies. Actually, we're not five tonight. We are, we're not four. We're actually three and a half.
Is that directed at me?
No, it's directed at the one person who brings it up and questions it. So, yeah.
Somehow I knew you were going there, but that's all right. We got plenty of time left in this show, big boy.
Yeah, we have 2 hours worth. We haven't been on it. Yeah. Seems like we haven't been on them forever.
We've been on vacation in the islands.
Well,
Pecan Island, Cow Island, Weeks Island.
Good reason with the Astros getting where they got, but not far enough. But hey,
here's our first question before we get into football, and there's a ton of football to talk about. Did the Astros choke?
Yeah, I think you could say that. But can you believe seven road teams win? I mean, that's just crazy.
The definition of choking, you don't get the job because of the pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, do you think the Astros choked?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think Bregman put too much pressure on himself.
Oh, he choked from the very beginning.
I can tell you, I think I told you all that. I might have told you all that at lunch. I said, I could tell you when the Astros lost the World Series. Oh, Tom's going to sit up.
No, that's fine.
What was that?
When Bregman hit that home run and carried that damn bat to first base like a jerk.
Yeah.
And I think God looked
like
down
Serrano.
And said, oh, no, this ain't happening. It's not happening.
Baseball will take care of that.
Yeah. I think when that happened, I was up there. This is
like
not good.
Serrano
this
in Major
is not
League
good. This is not good.
Yeah. Well, but he's not Serrano.
No.
And that was not Major League.
No,
but, you know, he's the kind of guy. We all said this when he was at LSU. You know, everybody loves the guy now. But he's got a bit of arrogance to him. And he was saying he got caught up in the moment. I think that was just him like, uh-huh, here it is. And when he did that, I couldn't believe he did that. I've never seen. Have anybody ever seen that done before?
Where you I haven't, except for Serrano.
No, but if I'd have done it, if I'd have hit that home run in that state, I would have carried it all the way around the bases.
If
I wouldn't care.
If you would have hit the home run, people would have carried you around the bases.
No, they'd have had to carry everybody out of the stadium if he'd hit the home run because it'd all.
But look,
down.
I know you were a Yankees fan. I understand you were really big on the Yankees and everything. And I'm not really into baseball that much, but I was hoping the Astros would win. But we want to leave you with this one highlight for you to remember until next baseball season. You got it, Clint?
Oh. Two-toned bat, windmills it around, now ready to hit. Here's a 2-1. And that's driven deep to left center field. Gardner is going back. Looking out. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series.
He did not smile.
Water wreck.
But I have
and
a question.
The Astros beat the Yankees 6-4 in the ALCS.
Wait, Don.
Four games to two.
Thank you, Clint.
For the record, Don Allen's expression did not change.
Didn't much change when it happened either. But it does bring up a question.
What?
Where was Altuve when the pressure was on?
Doesn't matter. They made it to the World Series.
He was nowhere.
You're right. They didn't hit the ball. You're exactly right.
Going back to Major League. He left, as Bob Uecker phrased it, a small village on the base.
Well, you know, but you know what his problem is? Watching. He never, Clint, is this not right? He never saw a first pitch he didn't like.
This is true.
He dives at every first pitch. I don't care. A little leaguer could find that out. It's like, he's going to swing at the first pitch. I can put it above his head. I can put it in the batter's box.
I cannot believe nobody, Yankees or Nationals, pitchers went after him up with high heat early. I can't believe that didn't happen. I also can't believe they didn't do it to Bregman after he did the bat-carrying incident.
No,
if you'll notice, the next time he came up, it was high and tight, but it was with a curveball.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, when, what's his name, hit the home run for the Nationals, Soto or whatever, his was like...
Which one? They hit a lot of home runs.
No, carried the bat down.
That was Soto.
That was Soto. It was like, at first base, it was like mic drop. He just dropped his, like the expression of the day, mic drop. That's what it was like.
Neither coach made an effort to actually grab it from them.
Oh, I think the one for Bregman, didn't he? He said he went to hand it to him, and it fell.
Yeah, right.
He did. He turned
but
around.
Soto didn't. Soto, it was mic drop. Uh-huh, big boy. Here you go.
Yeah, I know.
I think in Bregman's defense, he held it out for the guy, and the guy didn't take it.
There's no
and then
defense.
He stopped, and he paused.
There's no defense for carrying it 90 feet down the baseline.
I'm not defending him for that, but you were saying he thought he dropped it on purpose. I didn't think he did that, you know, but.
No, he actually dropped it. He tried to drop it at home plate, but it just got stuck in his hand.
Right.
For 90 yeah. feet. For 90
I would have gotten stuck in my hand for about 360 feet. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, look, we all still love the Astros except for Don. But, you know, but Don's right. The pressure got to some of those guys. Bregman was one of them.
And the Nationals hit, man.
I mean, you can't
Verlander didn't even win a postseason game this year.
You can't take anything. The other thing that surprised me was afterward where Cole to the press conference wore his agent's hat instead of his Astro hat. Did y'all catch that?
Yes. Yeah. And they made a big deal about it.
Well, they should have made a big deal. I mean, you're supposed to be loyal to your team till the end.
That was the end.
Yeah,
no, it ain't the end until the plane lands in Houston and you get
There's
to your
nobody
house.
Loyal to their team in any sport anymore.
No, that's
they're
what's
loyal
sad.
To the dollar.
That's what's sad. That's what's sad.
That's all they're loyal to.
You know, I hate seeing that in sports. I mean, I hate seeing – how much is enough? How much is enough? They say, he's going to get – how much, Clint? How much are they saying he's going to get on the free market?
He'll be the highest played pitcher.
I've heard
in
that,
history.
But what does that equate to?
I mean, that's going to be a ton of – I can't
30
think of,
million? A year?
Oh, no, it's more. It's going to be more than that.
Yeah, it'd probably be around like $33, $34 million a year.
It depends how many years he signs for.
This is crazy.
Let me ask you something. I heard a saying this morning where a guy went, and this, you're going to say, it ain't got nothing to do with sports, but it does. Because I always say, how much is enough? Okay, so if you're getting paid $20 million or $25 million, but you're going to leave for $30 million, here's the deal. If you're getting that over 10 years, you ain't going to spend that in your lifetime. So why do it if you're in a place that you like your teammates? Like a guy told me today, he was talking to a man, and the man said, they building this church, and his buddy donated $3 million to the church. He said, $3 million? He said, yeah. So he asked the guy, he said, my goodness. He said, well, you got to understand. He said, I grew up there. I went to that church. I went to the nearby high school. And I went to college. I was fortunate. I got an engineering degree, went to Houston, built my own company. And so I'm able to do that. But he said, the thing about it is I always remember what my old dad said. He said, my old dad said, life is like a river, not a reservoir. And he said, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm listening. I'm trying to visualize.
You're laughing, but your liberal mind is trying to comprehend this. But just calm down, and my conservative mind will explain it to you. Here we go. So anyway, he said it's like a river. It's winding, always distributing into different areas where a reservoir holds everything it has. And he said, always be like a river. And, you know, basically give what you're blessed with. And that's what the guy did. And all these athletes.
What's that got to do with signing a $33 million?
Because
they
want to accumulate as much money
as
they can.
Is he buying a river or a lake or what?
Well, you would hope he'd be like a river, but a lot of those athletes. What do you need $33 million a year for?
You don't, man.
What does anybody on earth. This is one place where I agree with Don and all his liberal friends. Why you need that much money a year when people are starving and everything else? That's where the one agreement I have with liberals like Don is in that case right there.
Why am I a liberal?
Because you sure as hell ain't no conservative.
You're an independent, remember?
Thank you.
Let's kind of switch it over and try and stick to sports.
He's
here.
An independent with a liberal.
We got Chad on the line.
Clint, yeah. How old are you?
30.
And you're telling us what to do?
In this case, yes.
He's millennium.
Hey, this ain't Moon Griffon. This is Sun Griffon.
No. What's up, Chad?
Chad.
Hey, I just said it. Oh. This generation, guy. Hey, guys, there's no loyalty in this generation.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's none at all.
Listen to me. Hold on. In college, there's no loyalty. There's a transfer portal.
Oh.
Everybody's transferring every day. Pros. Hey, and first of all, somebody said about the money-wise, dude, if somebody offers you $50 or $100 million, I'm going with the money. You got to be a retard if you're not. Teddy Bridgewater. If they offer Teddy Bridgewater $20 million, bro, see the door, lay the Saints, he's set up for the rest of his life and his kids and his grandkids. So that's the most ridiculous statement that I think I've heard. Yeah. If somebody offers me $200 million, see you, bro. I'm out. And then also, I have a bone to pick with one of y'all. I don't know who it was. But who said that the Tigers were going to go like 6-6?
Wasn't me. I said 12-0.
Yeah, I said 9-3.
Was it the same as Don Allen?
No, actually, I didn't. I think I said the Cajuns would go 6-6.
Yeah, but I.
What was the Tiger?
You were probably the closest one.
I was like in the vicinity of 9-3. In that vicinity, I wasn't 10-2. I wasn't 11-1. Right. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you want to change your pick now? You have the whole world to listen to you.
No. We don't do that. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Anyway,
hold on.
Anyway, I'm holding on.
But you have it?
Yeah, bro. Bruce and Glenn was 11-1, and then
I had 12-0, Jack. I changed my.
You got 11-1. It's written right.
No,
here.
That's what you wrote, and I came back later and I said it 12-0.
We don't
y'all
get to come back.
You don't get to come back later. What is this?
I said it that show.
Y'all are interrupting, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Don't tell me what to do. Shut up.
We're going to be 12-0, my friend, because this is our year. We got the best quarterback in the nation. I guarantee that when it comes to the draft, Joe Burrow will be the number one pick.
The number one pick overall. He's going to be the number one pick overall, you're saying?
Chad. You sound like a wagering kind of guy.
A wager? Yeah, I'm on the plus side, though. I'm on the good end of that, though.
I'll bet you lunch you don't go 12-0.
I'll bet you they're going to make it to the playoffs. Don't do that.
Oh, wait. Now you're changing it, Chad.
No.
Don't back off.
No, go with it. Go with it. Just take it to McDonald's.
I bet this. I bet they make it to the playoffs before the Cajuns win their conference.
Wait, now you completely
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Chad.
Now we're back to an LSU-UL argument.
Hey, let me understand, Jason. We have the best. UL has the best basketball coach. Why do they pick fifth in the Sun Belt Conference?
I don't know. Let me ask you this.
Wait, Chad.
Let me ask you this. What happened to Divinity? Who did he kill?
We lost him? Oh, Chad.
Yeah, we lost him.
Chad, no, you hung back. Up on him, didn't you?
I didn't hang up on him. No, I literally did nothing.
No, we don't hang up on
him. Left
he hung up on us.
He'll be back. We taking a break or what? Okay, we're taking a break. Chad, call back.
Where did Divinity come from? Divinity wasn't in this.
I don't know.
Well, he's getting into a UL-LSU thing and accusing all kinds of stuff.
He's the caller. He can get into
whatever he wants. Wait a minute. We were talking about money, people jumping teams for money, and I had something to say. Next thing I know, we off on Divinity and 6-6 and
Chad,
call back, Chad. We got to finish it.
Chad, you think that was the stupidest thing you ever heard on the show? Stick around. We got about an hour and 45 minutes left. 706-0111, Five Guys, Stories and Lies, and we'll be back.
Now, back to Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Okay, we're back. Calmer, but I'm sure we can rectify that problem very, very quickly. Chad, thanks for the call. And you can call back if you want or not.
Is that him? Is that him?
No. We got him the Antagonator on this one.
Well, wait.
Before we get to Antagonator, okay. In case Chad's listening, and he was saying about if somebody offers you $200,000, I wasn't $200 million. I wasn't talking about going from $20 million to $200 million. I was talking about going from $25 million to $20 million to $30 million.
I don't think anybody's going to leave for that.
Here's the deal: the last guy, I think, that showed any kind of restraint on something like that, and y'all are all going to say, yeah, but he was nuts, was Ricky Williams.
Yeah, but he was nuts.
There you go.
I like Ricky.
Let's get to the caller. We can talk about this afterwards.
It wasn't all about accumulating trillions of dollars.
Okay, let's go. Put him on. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How you doing?
Oh, plenty.
We're arguing again, as usual.
We have no guess.
If I was any better, I'd be dead.
What you got?
Well, hey, did y'all get Chad to cough up lunch if the Tigers don't get 12 and 8?
Yeah. Yeah, just like you're going to cough up lunch if they don't. I'll cough it up if they do.
Who's wanting to bet him lunch on that?
Don.
Well, hey, Don.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm your Huckleberry.
Huckleberry's your name? All right, I'll call you Huck.
No, my name's the Antagonator, but I'm your Huckleberry on
no,
the
No, that's button. Not a name. That's a nickname. That's a handle. That's what you use when you don't want people to know your name.
Oh, shoot. Hey, look, just bet him, and if you lose, take him to McDonald's. They got the dollar menu. Spend $3, you'll take care of him. That's it.
Oh, no, we ain't going to McDonald's.
No, if you win, I'm sure you're going to go to Ruth Chris. No. But if you lose, you take him to McDonald's.
He'll take you to Prejean's.
I've heard enough LSU hate out of Dime. We wouldn't be going to McDonald's.
That is not hate. You have to understand, the majority does not determine the truth.
Don, when the majority...
I'm talking to you, Glenn. Talking to him.
Well, but when when the majority of people say, Don, you hate LSU, maybe you ought to look in the mirror. Or listen to some old tapes.
Maybe you ought to look into the mirror.
Are you saying you don't hate LSU?
No, I don't hate LSU. There are very few things in this world I can think of that I actually hate.
Other than Glenn.
Other than me.
Okay, well, let me rephrase it. Do you dislike them?
I am uncomfortable with their fan base. That's probably the best way I could put it. I'm uncomfortable with their fan base. On the other hand, and just listen to me for a moment, if I lived in the Midwest, I'm pretty sure I would be as uncomfortable as hell with Ohio State's fan base.
Well, are you from Louisiana?
I've lived here for like 60 years, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you ought to be an LSU man because that is the flagship university of the state.
That's okay. That's got nothing to do with it.
Then you need to realize that if it wasn't for LSU, the Eli Law and ULM and all them wouldn't even play football because they wouldn't get the money from LSU.
Okay. So the money's coming. So LSU's paying some money to UL to play football?
What money?
I don't know. That's the first I heard of that.
Where's that document?
What do y'all think about the game this weekend?
Let's find out about the money.
No, we're going to get to the game, believe me.
What do you think about the game this weekend?
Well, we know what he thinks about the game.
I'm serious. Well, what do you think?
I think the college football playoff committee rankings were total BS. But all that did was give LSU some bulletin board material. I guarantee you they're going to be riled up about that because they discounted everything they've done this year. I mean, they're the only team in the country that's beat three top tens, much less play two top 10 teams. They put Ohio State up there. They played two top 25 teams that weren't even in the top 15, so big deal. Put Ohio State in LSU spot, and they have three losses right now.
No, I don't think so. I repeat, just the majority does not determine the truth of the matter. You know, you can't rip on Ohio State by doing what they were given this year. They're scheduled.
Wait. Go back and say what you said again. The majority, what?
Well, I tell you what. I pray to God that we beat Alabama this weekend, and then I pray to God that we get Ohio State in the national championship game so we can skull drag them just like we did back when they had Ted Ginn and all those guys.
Well, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Will you call us back when all of this is over so we can talk about it?
Win or lose.
Oh, yeah.
Win or lose.
I'm on every show on this radio. They all know me. Just ask Clint. Clint knows who I am.
You know what? Look, I picked, contrary to what Tom said, I picked LSU to go to 12-0. This is what scares me. No,
that's revision.
The hell
history.
With that. Go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah, and I picked them to be 8-0 at this point in the season.
Go back, like my favorite person says, like Trump, go back and listen to the tape. Okay,
You did pick them to go 6-6.
Nobody
picked them to go 6-6.
I picked them 12-0. But listen, you know what scares me the most? And like Don says, watch out what you ask for. Because I'm telling you what, as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow morning, if Joe Burrow gets hurt, there ain't no way y'all win. There ain't no way you can win that game without him. And that's the scary thing about LSU. He goes to the bench, and the Tigers are in trouble. because Miles can't handle that. Brennan can't handle that.
Well, I mean, I saw 11-1 there. You think if Tua doesn't play, Alabama's got a chance to beat LSU?
They saying that kid's pretty good. It backed him up. He played well at Arkansas.
Saban came out today and said Tua looks good to play.
Oh, he does. There you go.
My 9-year-old little girl could play well against Arkansas.
Well, you're probably right this year. Yeah.
She left-handed or right-handed?
I ain't impressed by anything Alabama's done this year. They ain't beating nobody. They beat Texas A&M, and look how good they look now.
Are you impressed with any team in America other than LSU?
No.
I mean, I was kind of impressed with Florida because they gave it a fighting chance.
They're pretenders. They aren't contenders.
Well, they're out now. Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Auburn's a pretender.
But let me tell you something. Clemson's coming. I mean, and everybody uses that excuse. They didn't play anybody. But how many teams wind up being champions where people say, well, they didn't play nobody, and then when they get a championship game, boom, they win. It's like,
well, I don't have a problem playing Clemson because we'll find out who the real Death Valley is then.
Well.
No, neither one's going to be playing.
Everybody's forgetting the national championship game's in New Orleans this year.
Yeah, sure is.
So it's a home game.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is.
And every time we've won a national championship, where's it been? In New Orleans.
Well, the key is winning this Saturday. You win this Saturday, I agree with you.
I think the team that loses is going to have a big advantage.
How?
Because you're probably going to meet that same team in the SEC championship game.
Hey, we win by 2 touchdowns this weekend at least.
No.
2 touchdowns.
No.
Congratulations. That'd be great.
No. Yeah. What'd you say, Don? No. This is the West. The West plays the East. They're both in the West. They ain't going to play no championship game. They're going to play Georgia.
Yeah, we'll get to skull drag Georgia in the championship game again.
Huh?
We'll get to skull drag Georgia in the SEC championship game again we did last year.
Well, I'd like to see that. But, again, you got to get past Saturday first, and that's not going to be easy.
Hey, we look forward to hearing from you next Wednesday, okay?
Oh, not a problem. I'll be there with bells on, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Huck. Talk to you later.
All right. What you got?
All right, from now on, Clint, that is not the Antagonator. That is Huck. So no,
that's
Don's
Huckleberry.
Huck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, hey, he's a loyal LSU fan. You can't blame the guy for that.
And this is what I said earlier.
Nobody is.
The majority does not necessarily determine the truth.
Okay, can you tell that to Hillary Clinton?
I didn't tell that.
There's nobody. Hillary Clinton doesn't. Nobody can tell anything to Hillary
Clinton.
Tell
it to Donald Trump. Tell it to Republicans. Tell it to everybody.
Well, she needs to know.
706-0111. Politics, it's open season when we come back. Also a little bit of sports. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. I'm Don with Tom, Bruce, and Glenn, and the wizard behind the glass. We'll be back after this.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Get myself off the side of the road.
We haven't gotten into how it was yet. We're kind of stuck on how it is. And how it is some serious fun football to watch this weekend. You know, we will certainly touch on the Cajuns. They play tomorrow night in what is a big game on the road at Coastal Carolina. But LSU and Bama has pretty much, you know, dominated the chatter up till now. Understandable. You know, you've got...
two unbeaten SEC teams.
You've got BCS teams two and three?
Yeah.
Two and three playing one another, despite what Huck says. Sorry, they're not number one. It doesn't matter now.
Well, they're number one in the polls. They're number one in the polls.
The polls don't much matter.
No, they don't
either.
Really matter for anything.
You know, look at the three teams that LSU beat while they were in the top 10. They're not there anymore.
Right.
But those are polls. The polls don't matter. You know, and the BCS right now doesn't matter that much either. What's going to matter is when the integral numbers come out on December 8th, and then you've got your four championship teams.
Yeah.
I was surprised, not so much at LSU and Ohio State and whether they're right. It didn't matter to me in Alabama. That doesn't matter. I was surprised I didn't expect to see Penn State number four.
That kind of caught me off guard, too. But I think Oklahoma losing kind of opened the door for them. But I think Oklahoma is still probably one of the top four teams. You know what I mean? They had a bad game and they couldn't stop. A bad team. All right.
Kansas State's not as bad as that.
No.
You know, they shouldn't be beating Oklahoma. No.
And if they'd have had 2 minutes left in that game, Oklahoma would have won it.
You're right.
If you watch the end of that game,
yes,
it was unbelievable.
Half a yard.
They just kept making mistakes and couldn't get the third down play. They couldn't get a first down. You know, that's part of the game. I understand that. But I had someone tell me the other day, and I can't remember who it was now, that they were so upset that Oklahoma lost because the story of the year would have been Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
You know, going from Alabama to Oklahoma, if he took them to the playoff system, you know, and had a chance to play in the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a great story, man.
Either that or play against Alabama. Either way.
Yeah.
In the playoffs would have been great.
Yeah. That's still possible.
No, I think
Alabama does not make it into the top four, that's still possible.
Oh, that they play in a bowl game somewhere. They could play in a Sugar, in fact, because Alabama might be the top pick after the league champion.
Where did they have Oklahoma right now? They're outside the top eight, I know that.
They're eighth.
No, they're not eighth. Utah's eighth.
Where are they, Clint?
Clint's on the phone.
Yeah, but
do we call him Spider-Man now that he's wearing
hat? You know who's on that conference committee that does this stuff? Here's a name from the past that we all know, R.C. Slocum.
Okay.
How you like that? R.C. Slocum's in there. Ken Hatfield's in there. I mean, they got some interesting names in here.
And did that interest you, Bruce?
R.C. Slocum, I bet, did. R.C. Slocum played at McNeese and then went to Texas A&M, became the head coach.
I know. He was the head coach at Texas A&M.
You know.
What's he doing now?
Retired.
He's on the committee and he's retired?
Yeah, they got a bunch of
I guess
retired
that means
guys.
He has a lot of time to look around.
Well, they
around
got a bunch of
time to be on the committee.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott's on Ronnie Lott, a former player, is on this committee.
What do you have, Clint?
All right, well, we got him. Somebody we wanted back on. And we're talking about Chad. And before we even get him on the line, I think it's time to ring the bell.
Glenn wanted him back on. What do you got, Chad?
Yeah, brother, rack me up. hey, the story of the playoff is going to be Joe Burrow transferring from Ohio State to Ohio State in the Final Four. And then whipping there, you know what?
So you say he's going to transfer from LSU back to Ohio State for the championship. He's going to go.
He's going on the portal.
He's going in Tom Brown's portal is what he's doing.
No, man, I ain't drinking like you. I'm just saying he already transferred from Ohio State. He's going to play him in the championship game and beat Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, hey, look. Yeah, do you follow college football? He already transferred from Ohio State, my man.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yes, okay. We know that, Chad. Well, thanks.
Okay. Hey, but let me tell you something. Look, I'll give Ohio State all the credit. Yes, I do appreciate other teams that played. And I think Ohio State is good. But look, man, Acadiana Rams or St. Thomas More has a better offense than Wisconsin. I mean, really? I mean, seriously, like, literally, I'm serious. Ohio State, St. Thomas More could have easily been Wisconsin's offense. Without a doubt. That's horrible. That's all they play. And they give it to Ohio State beating a 7-2 Indiana team, the Hoosiers. I mean, come on. I'm glad. Listen, guys, I wish LSU was fourth or fifth. I'm glad they're not first because guess what? If they were first, they'd be bulletin board material for Alabama. Let's be number one, Alabama. We haven't beat them in 8 years. They're ranked number one. Now they're not getting really mentioned at all. I wish they were fifth because now they're getting the players for LSU are getting disrespected.
Well, nobody's
so
getting disrespected.
Back to UL basketball.
Well, no, wait.
Wait a minute, Chad.
Hold on, Chad. You jump around.
Back to UL basketball.
No.
When
no.
were we talking about that?
No, wait.
I know. I'm ADD.
So. I know. You jump around to the – goodness gracious alive. No. Wait. We want LSU. So you saying that Alabama doesn't have any bulletin board material from all the stuff that all you – all you big LSU fans been putting on Facebook and everything? You don't think they got enough?
Hey, my wife made me get off of social media.
Well, it's a good thing.
Your wife's very smart.
I'm off of it. I don't talk.
You'd have probably put a meme on there that Saban had at the top of the board if you'd have stayed on there the way you go.
Okay, Chad.
Meemaw? Who's Meemaw?
Chad.
Yeah, what?
Back to UL basketball. What about it?
I'm just kind of disappointed. I mean, I followed you. If y'all knew who I really was, I'm not even going to tell you. I followed you. My family played UL, what USL did, grandpa and everything. But, like, I'm kind of disappointed because I'm hearing all this, like, bad. I mean, LSU was horrible in basketball, like the last shot. We got this great coach, Will Wade, come in. He lost all the players from last year.
Hey, great
now,
coach.
Whoa. He's got eight returnees this year. He's got eight back. You want to read it? It's in Advocate. I just read my friend Sheldon Mickles wrote a story this weekend. I read the story. He said he has eight returnees.
They lost
three players.
NBA draft picks, like big time. Anyway.
Okay.
UL is in the Sun Belt, the Fun Belt. Listen to me. Fun Belt. We're supposed to have this great UL, like, if they had a beach in Lafayette, this would be the mecca of all places, Lafayette. The food, the women, everything. And you're picked fifth or sixth in the Sun Belt? And you put, I mean, that's ridiculous, guys. They have the best facilities in the Sun Belt.
Well, part of the reason it's an excuse, though. No, it's not an excuse. We just look at things with a kind of an original type of look.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is ridiculous.
And part of the reason that they're picked fifth is because they've only got like two players back from last year. So where is their recruiting?
Good question. Where is it, Tom?
It's on the floor this year. There's a lot of young players.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thomas sold on the
screen. No, yeah, two.
No, no, wait. Hold on a second. I said was that they had some kids that looked like they had some ability and some talent out there last night.
They had two seniors coming back. He suspended one for last night's game.
Right.
PJ, he's indefinite.
A lot of these guys that picked the order of this haven't played or put a jock strap at all. So I don't even buy that, and I hope UL does come in first. But it's just kind of like it's depressing when I hear that they're fifth or sixth whenever we have the best facilities in the Sun Belt to me, and this is happening. But anyway, guys, I'll agree with everything with the last caller. I don't know if he's from Louisiana or not, but he loves LSU. But I don't think they're going to win. I disagree with they're going to win by double digits. I think they're going to win by, say, 6 or 7 points. It's going to be a close game. Guys, great fun. Have a good night. Enjoy your show, man.
Stay in touch, man.
Chad, your wife is correct. Okay?
Stay off of social media.
Your wife is correct.
Stay off.
She's very smart. We like her a lot.
Oh, gosh.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. Phone number if you'd like to be part of it. Even once. Dylan Mesh. He is a listener, and I meant to give a shout-out to him.
He
doesn't call. And that's why I said, no, I don't need to call. Yeah, you do, Dylan, but that's all right. Even if you don't, you have been called out.
Give him a number.
He's welcome every week.
Why are you looking at me like that? The art code number is 337-706-0111.
See, you gave it. I didn't have to.
Well, with those eyes, I figured I had to. Otherwise, I might be under this desk or something, man.
Are your glasses broken? They're like that on your face.
I know. These are titanium frames that the guy told me I couldn't break, and I've broke three pair already. So he says he's up there. I'm never selling you those again, man. And I was up there. That's good because I ain't paying that much money again.
We spent a lot of time on the Tigers in Alabama. What are the picks? Let's get that one. Let's get that one done at least before we go back.
That ought to be fun. We're gonna have to call and get Bobby's.
Well, yeah, but answer the man's question about why is it. To his point, I think we all agree. We're all kind of disappointed in the basketball deal
for a couple of years.
Yeah,
for several years.
But he's right with the facilities, the area, everything else. And we talked about it yesterday when Marty. Look, I love Bob Marlin to death, but the fact of the matter is this, and every one of y'all in here know I was no Marty Fletcher fan, but I tell you what, that cat got results. Now, he had Butch Pierre recruiting out there.
And that was the difference.
Yeah, and that's a big difference. But, man, with the facilities we got, the things we have to offer, even just something as simple as Mardi Gras and the food. And I agree with Chad. Yeah, beautiful women.
But we don't have a beach.
We
have a couple within driving distance.
No, but we got the Chavala Basin.
We got Holly.
Chad said we need a beach.
Just stop at the tourist bureau in Cecilia. Wizard. Oh, and call it the Piggly Wiggly.
Wizard, who do we have?
Well, I mean, if Glenn would stop talking, I'd get to it. I mean, we got Champ on the line. Let's talk. Let's continue the LSU Bama talk.
Oh, great.
Hey, Champ, how are you? Champ, did you hang up? Or did we hang up?
I think he hung up on us there.
Earth for Champ.
Okay, so, call back, Champ. We'll take call.
Or not.
Or, yeah.
But we'll be here, Champ.
we don't plan on going anywhere.
706-0111. We don't hang up on people.
Oh, we got a break? Coming? Oh, here we go.
Okay, don't call back now, Champ.
We call have back in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we have one of our 4 or 5 minute breaks. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. We didn't get to the LSU-Bama picks. We will. If Champ calls back, we'll talk a little bit more about it beforehand. Love to hear from you tonight. We'll be back after this.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect.
Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
What is that?
I don't know. We'll have to listen and see, Glenn.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yes. Once Upon a Time in the West by Ennio Morricone.
Great flick.
Yes, indeed. Great soundtrack, too.
Oh,
thank you, Clint. I really appreciate that. That brings us into the gunfight between LSU and Alabama and our picks.
Yep. Go for it. Start it off. You want me to start it off?
Yeah, I want you to
start it off. You want me to start it off, okay? Alabama, 35-21.
Man, he almost took my score, too.
Yeah, no, and Chad's fixing to call back a third time.
I like Alabama, too, but not by that big, 35-31. I think it'll be tight. I'm not too sure that either defense is going to be able to stop the passing attack. Now, I'm with Glenn. I think Burrow's going to see a defensive rush and the likes that he hasn't seen this year. That's not saying he can't handle it. If I'm picking him for 31 points, I think he can. But I'm not too sure Alabama can handle what Alabama's going to throw at them. That's all. Or LSU can handle. What do you think, Bruce?
37-33, LSU.
Okay, another high-scoring affair.
That means I go low. 24-21. LSU.
Yeah, I was about
to say. Yeah, we know that because you supposedly picked them 12-0.
I didn't supposedly. Bruce backed me up. Unlike you, traitor.
How come you didn't call Bobby on the break? Because he doesn't know how his phone works.
No, he's at a meeting. He's at a council meeting.
I tried for 4 days last week, and he didn't answer his phone. And his voicemail's full, so you couldn't leave a message.
His phone's from 1985.
That's his voicemail, his first voicemail on there that he hasn't checked is from 1986 because he doesn't know how to check the voicemail.
You know what? For Christmas, we ought to chip in and buy him a used iPhone. They're pretty cheap. We ought to do that for
Christmas.
Why don't
we just buy him a new one?
$400.
You're being expensive.
Spend a grand. Business is going well.
Let's get him an 11.
We'll do that with our Christmas bonus from here.
Yeah. All right.
But we need to get him, yeah. We need
RP3, if you're listening, we need to get Bobby a new Apple phone.
Yeah. Memo to R.
3.
Are you call him 3?
Call him 3.
He calls him R. I call him Raymond. What you call him?
Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond Porch.
He goes by RP3, which is the name of his...
What you call him, Clint? Boss.
I'd say Ray.
Ray?
Yeah.
There you go. Ray, Raymond, R3.
You can call him Al. I don't
RP.
Know.
Somebody calls him P.
Huh?
But she doesn't have to call him Johnson.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
No, that's so old. God.
That was a funny skit. That was a funny skit.
Well, I still maintain that. I think the success of the Tigers depends on Burrow.
No question.
And God forbid something happened to him.
Why should something happen to him?
I don't think that Miles can handle it.
I think we've seen in the past, Burroughs is a pretty tough dude.
Oh, you said with an S, and you always corrected me. It's Burrow.
No, Burrow is. Burrow's a pretty tough dude.
Burrow is.
B-U-R-O-W, apostrophe S.
I got you. Thank you, Professor.
Is this English class?
When he took that hit in the bowl game.
Huh?
When they took that hit in the bowl game.
Yeah, scared the hell out of everybody.
Hopped right back up.
Yeah.
He's tough. But, you know, he's bigger. And that's what I realized this season. He's a lot bigger than I originally thought he was. You know, you see his picture and you think, you know, of what was his name in Home Alone? Macaulay Culkin. You think of somebody like that.
I
but
don't.
What is
you
he
ever
like?
Thought of Macaulay Culkin when you look at Joe Burrow?
Hey, no. Clint, isn't that the truth?
I think of...
No, don't. Yeah. Clint's
no,
Clint's
that's
busy.
What we talked about this last year, and you agreed too. Oh, yeah, he does. And see, I got a good memory.
And I picked 12-0. Yeah, okay.
I think of Jim Brewer when I see him. You know?
No, but I never
Brewer,
pictured him as a big
boy.
Guy. How mm-hmm. big is he, Clint? 6'4"?
Because when he speaks, he kind of goes...
6'4". Yeah, he's 6'4".
I thought he was 6'4". Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big guy now. I mean, he's going to take a lick to knock
okay,
him.
Okay, let's assume that they do well, okay? You think he's going to be the first quarterback taken?
Yep.
Do you really?
Yep.
I'm just asking. I'm not disagreeing.
He fits the idea of a professional quarterback. He fits mm-hmm. the mold for that. Right, so he might very well be.
Here's my reason why. First of all, he's going to score off the charts on those tests. He's already proven. He's got a pocket presence. He can look at second and third receivers. That's what they're looking at. And his arm strength is good. But I would bet that his football IQ is off the charts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, he's smart. He has a presence about himself in the game, and he's tough.
He's not afraid.
You know, he takes some hits.
Now, let's say he is the top quarterback taken. That's probably going to put him among the top three or four in the draft. Look who's going to be choosing.
Miami Dolphins.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins.
He said
New York
Miami
Jets.
Dolphins.
New York Jets.
No, they're not going to go. They're not going to replace Darnold. You know, they're not going to do that.
They got to hang in with him a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Washington's off the picture because they've got Haskins. And they're trying to get him ready for next year.
The Bengals and the Dolphins are the ones who need quarterbacks.
Yeah, and do you want to put that guy behind those offensive lines?
I hope he doesn't go somewhere where he's going to get killed.
Yes, I know it. So you got to think of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now, does that neglect or does that detract from the fact that he's going to be offered a lot of money if he's picked that high? No. Is he going to say, no, I don't want to go to the Bengals for all that money? I think there's been only one quarterback that was able to say, I don't want to go there. I want to go over there.
And I don't think
he
can rule out
with the Yankees.
Yeah,
I don't think he can rule out someone trading up because he is definitely a pro prospect. I mean, probably more of a pro prospect quarterback than a lot of them that have come out over the last.
Probably.
The kid from Oregon is impressive.
I think he is more of a NFL quarterback than Tua is.
For one thing, he's a fifth year senior too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to. You know, speak to him in being qualified to move on to the NFL. So, that'll be fun to watch.
He'll be really high.
Yes, he will.
He might want to go to Cincinnati, being as he's from that general area, isn't he?
He'd be the Ohio boy.
The Midwest.
Comes home.
He's a Midwest guy, isn't he?
You know, yeah.
That's why he was at Ohio State.
He's Mr. Ohio football.
Yeah.
Yeah. If LSU can't put pressure on Tua, Tua's going to eat that All-American secondary up. I mean, that's already been proven. Those guys in secondary haven't proved that they're as good as the newspaper clipping.
At what they had last year.
Huh?
At what they had last year.
Tua, if Tua has time, and now you just lost Divinity, who is your sack leader. You just lost him, so who's gonna replace him? Man, if you can't put pressure on him and he has time to throw... It could be
a
long game. It's going to
be a collection of the best wide receivers in the country that game.
Oh yeah,
between the two teams.
Yeah, but
best wide receiver cores in the country.
The DB scare me for LSU against somebody that's got good receivers and a quarterback that time to throw.
Yeah,
as good and smart as
can't let him have time. That's for sure.
It'll be fun. I don't think there are going to be very many people, college football fans, not tuning into that.
Oh, no, that's going to be the most watched game.
And if you're on the road, you can tune into it right here.
Well, I think the Texas game and Auburn game were the highest-rated games this year I'd heard on TV. I don't know if that's an accurate statement, but I know maybe for those stations, I think one was ESPN, one was CBS, but I think that's the highest ratings they got so far this season for any college
game. I think
the
average ticket price is now going a little bit over $400, which is very high. But, you know, you think about it, for game three, was it, of the World Series in Washington, the average ticket price was over $1,400.
I heard that.
The average ticket
price.
You got
to be nuts to pay that.
They got money in Washington, dude.
We need to take a break, as Clint's reminding us. 706-0111, your Ardco Equipment Hotline. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies, back after this.
Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Hour number two of the program is underway. I'm Don with Bruce Brown. Glenn Quibito and Tom Brown, Bobby Ardoin is with us tonight. Barbie is seemingly never with us. That's not true. Bobby's with us sometimes.
Every other week.
Yeah, every other week. Otherwise, he has to cover because Bobby, like Tom, are two of the working stiffs that are still part of this program. No offense, Wizard. Behind the glass, he works every day, and he produces our program, so he's a working stiff too, but Bobby writes for the Opelousas Daily World and is covering the myriad of meetings that are held in St. Landry Parish to try to explain to people why they do what they do.
I wonder if they get fed at their press conferences.
No. That's city council, parish council, no.
Tom is mentioning that because that has been a bone of contention here. Even though Glenn and I never go to attend.
Oh, I don't either, you know.
You don't even go either?
No, I don't go to those. I can't go at noon during the day because I've got a regular job that I do during the day. But
Bobby and Bruce have on occasion quite often.
Yeah, we still get fed at all the ball games we work, though.
Well, then part of the lineup. UL Monday press conferences where they haven't been fed since, how long has it been? All year or since the first
all season.
Week?
Yeah, all season. Okay. But Bruce says the new media gathering place is Dino's, huh? Don't y'all all go to Dino's after? Right down the street?
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that?
That's great, man.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Well, you can't if they were paying for it. Otherwise, you can beat it with a stick.
No.
Well, they had quite a lineup on Monday. They had women's soccer, who was heading for the playoffs. Volleyball, which had a good weekend. And football, which has a little game coming up. And then they had basketball and women's basketball and one football player. So that
five coaches and one player.
And they expect you to show up at 11:30
and listen
and
all
stay there until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Completely enveloping the lunch hour, but they give you no lunch.
Well, the kids are in class.
UL, what's the problem with this?
The
seriously.
Kids are in class.
What? Wait. The kids are not the ones being asked to show up and write glowingly about the Cajun program. UL, what is the what cheapskate is your problem here?
Jeez.
What is your problem? I don't go. I've got no dog in this hunt.
I don't either.
See that, Chad? You thought Don hated LSU. No.
You are cheapskates.
He's an equal
for doing
opportunity.
This. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Please explain to me. What are you thinking by not treating the press at least to a sandwich, a soft drink or two?
They got drinks.
Wait.
There's drinks.
Wait, light bulb. They have soft drinks.
Yeah, refrigerated soft drinks.
Okay, but no food.
No.
You cheapskates. What is the problem? Seriously, what are you thinking? What are they thinking? And I haven't heard a reasonable explanation of this at all. What are they thinking?
I don't know. The game programs are but a shadow of their former selves as well.
The programs, they've been changing for years. I mean, from pretty much something like LSU would do to something that St. Thomas More something like
well, as I understand
Mama would do
the game programs. Well,
not just a small school.
What happened to the game programs?
As I understand it, the game programs now are kind of like a yearbook where they printed it one time, and you get the same thing every game, and you get a flip card for the game of that week that has the lineups in it. Okay?
Okay,
in it. Okay, I can understand that, but in answer to your question, I don't know, but I would imagine that part of the problem with that is that without all the sponsorships, they don't have the restaurant chain outstage.
Why don't they have the sponsorships?
Well, because everything's digital now.
Yeah, but
digital media, digital this, everything is done online with Facebook and Twitter and all of that.
And they went
corporate. That's where yeah, that's where they're putting all of their resources and their finances with, and I guess it's the management group that pretty much runs them.
That is that, and nothing against you at all, Tom. What a lame excuse.
Well, I'm just giving you an example of what I think.
I
maybe
think we got a call.
I know we do. I've been waiting.
Timeout.
Yeah, we got him a champ on the line. So we got him back on the line, guys.
Champ, you're back.
Champ is back.
Hey, champ,
what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Great show. Hey, I was just calling to tell you, Parrish Junior College graduated from Baylor University in Waco, and I absolutely love Alabama. And I'm taking all bets at work. I'm taking all bets at co-workers just love LSU. But only thing I don't like about y'all's show, I wish y'all was on every night.
Thank you. I like that kind of call.
Okay, hey, look,
I've
gone straight. We all living. I'm going to call back after our victory.
Hang on. So what's the score going to be?
Oh, I'm not even sure what the score, but we're going to beat y'all by 14.
Don't say no, y'all.
Ain't going to be y'all.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not dressing out this week.
I apologize.
Hey.
Don't say we, yeah.
Let me ask you one other thing. Since you
no drug money.
Listen,
Alabama's gonna win by 14.
Okay,
right, there you go.
Wait, you're an Alabama fan, so okay, you're an Alabama fan. We've established that. Listen, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
You ever watch Funny Man Johnson?
No, I haven't.
Man,
if you are
a true Alabama fan, look up Funny Man. M-A-I-N-E, funny, M-A-I-N-E, Johnson videos. He does a video every weekend after the Alabama game.
He's funny.
They are hilarious.
They're hilarious.
You guys better be getting a percentage from him for this promo.
No, they're hilarious. They're hilarious.
You thought you used to have a guy that loved Alabama on y'all show?
I don't think so.
Maybe y'all call him Alabama Slammer or something. I thought they had one that was
on. There may be somewhere, but not on our show.
I like it.
I have an Alabama banner hanging in my office. So
all right, man. Stand proud.
Maybe I'm the Alabama fan.
That's from softball. He likes
Alabama. No. I grew up. Look, my dad was from North Mississippi. I grew up an Ole Miss fan and then became a Bear Bryant fan as I got older. So I'm sorry, but I grew up in New Orleans, so I was a Bear Bryant fan.
Thanks for the call, champ.
And an Ole Miss fan. Thanks, champ.
When y'all next live show after the game? Next Wednesday?
We're on every Wednesday, 6 to 8.
Oh, yeah, okay. And listen, if you miss us, Clint, are we still on Saturdays? Saturdays from 8 to 10?
Yeah, I thought y'all last Saturday.
Yeah, 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday.
It's a replay.
It's a replay. All right? Thanks for calling.
All right, then. Y'all don't tell all LSU fans, take their blood pressure pill and don't take no blood pressure pill. And don't have no heart attack. And bring me my money.
Thank you, champ.
Thank you, champ.
Thanks for the call. 706-0111.
That's funny.
Blood pressure, baby. Blood pressure.
The number here at the studios.
Well, you notice
Clint's got his, obviously somebody gave him a new hat. He's wearing a Spider-Man hat.
Spider-Man hat, yeah.
We're not going to call you Spider-Man, Clint. We're going to stick with the Wizard.
He burned his Astros hat.
Yeah. I don't know. Ray Raymond texted me a while ago about when I'd said something about R.C. Slocum. I didn't know still just now. But he said R.C. Slocum is not retired. They brought him out of retirement. He's the interim AD at Texas A&M. I didn't know that. So
you got another one, Clint?
Record.
No? Okay.
Correct the record. So R.C. Slocum is back in the football. Mm-hmm. A lot of old-timers is back in.
Good to know that. Time for UL picks. No, we haven't even talked about the Cajun game yet. They're playing Coastal Carolina tomorrow night.
ESPNU.
Yeah. Coastal's been playing well.
Yeah, they have. They've been playing better.
Particularly at home.
We got another one, Clint? Yeah, got another call.
Yeah, we got Blake on the line.
All right.
Hey, Blake, what do you have for us?
Well, I appreciate you guys' show. I've been tuning in over the past, year since you guys started. Just want to commend you guys for being yourself. It's really good driving home from work and hearing some old school stuff. But come on, guys, Alabama over LSU. Come on, what is wrong with you guys? I had respect until a while ago, and then you're gonna get this guy champ talking about 14. The body of work that Joe Burrow and Coach Olderall has put in Come on.
Hey, wait.
Y'all got it.
Wait. Hey, don't say y'all. The names are Tom Brown and Don Allen.
Listen,
that's who
you,
that is.
Hey, listen. I'm going to say, listen, I know you predicted, just as I did, 12-0. So
thank you.
I'm going to give you that.
You heard that, Don Allen?
I've heard that from the beginning.
Thank you.
You've been sticking with it.
Yep.
So all the other ones, come on, guys. Come on, man.
11-1.
Bruce picked 11-1.
Well, I have such a big lead on these guys in the picks that I figured I'd take a chance this week, and that would just give me a bigger lead, you know?
Blake.
Listen, they baiting him with 6.5, and I'm going to tell you how the game's going to play out. It's not going to be y'all going too high. It's going to be in the 20s to maybe even lower than that. But,
I agree.
It's going to be a war, but I think Joe Burrow has proven himself to be, I think, the top quarterback taken, and it's going to show, and it's going to be what defense bends but doesn't break, and is able to stop that big drive at the end of the game. I mean, it's played out all year. I think they played some of the best fronts in the country with Auburn and Florida, and I just don't see Alabama's front doing what. I think they've seen the defenses that give them trouble, and I just think they have enough, and Aranda's got enough up his sleeve to be able to pressure Tua off an ankle injury. I think if we get to him early, I think we send some gap bunches. Divinity hurts, I understand that, but I just think it's all year, and I know we talk about it every year, and I was that guy saying, man, I couldn't believe listening in the beginning saying, you know, this is a different team. It is a different team, and I think we have a shot. I mean, I really think we do, and I think you guys should be on board. Come on, guys.
No. This is not an agenda kind of show.
No,
there is nothing to jump on board to.
We all believe. We all agree with you totally on Joe Burrow. There's not a question, and you know, you have to make a decision and make a pick. And you know, I just think sooner or later they're going to mess up. So that's why I picked Alabama. And I just think playing at Alabama gives them a little bit of an advantage. I'm not saying Joe Burrow can't get the job done, you know. So we'll see.
You're all right. It's not a question of if they cannot. This is the main thing that I've been preaching all week is the fact that we cannot walk into this game not focused and prepared because we in their territory. We in their house. You got the man himself going to be there, Mr. MAGA, and you know it's going to be the lights and it's going to be who can deal with it, and being at home definitely has an advantage. And I mean, this is what championship teams are about, right? Going in there and taking a win.
Yeah,
so
but Blake,
we're going to figure out here in 4 days who's the man.
That's it,
Blake. You said Mr. MAGA is going to be there, and you're right. But that's not make America great again. That's make Alabama great again.
Jeez. Thanks for the call.
Oh, Lord.
We got to take a break.
Thanks, Blake. We'll be back. For the Five call. Guys Stories
thanks,
and
champ.
Guys continues after this.
Champ out there.
Now, back to Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
We've been beating it all night. Ordinarily, I wouldn't say that on the radio, but we have.
You know, when that song first came out, I didn't want my kids to listen to it. But, well, that was a mistake, but that was a great song.
Yeah.
The parody, Eat It. Yeah, you remember that? The parody, too. That was funny as hell. Yeah. That was good. That
what's
was
his good. Name? The curly-head black guy. He does all the song parodies. I can't think of his name. He plays the guitar and he does all of the song parodies. He takes and changes all the words on them.
I don't remember who that is.
Well, this is a curly-haired guy that did this. I can't remember what his name is, but you know, he did the parody to all of Michael Jackson's songs, and they were hilarious. He was great. But anyway, so
I'm impressed you remember a song from anywhere back in that era.
Yeah, I just don't remember all that crazy stuff for heart and liver and kidneys that y'all like and stuff. I don't know none of
those. That was heart. There was no group called Kidney and Livers.
Well, I don't know. Hell, if there's heart, there's got to be kidneys.
The heart concert was fabulous.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying that, and I could care less. Heart.
God, man, it's hard.
Huh?
You're hard, man.
Hey, you say the Eagles, I'm with you. You say heart, I go, who? I mean, no, I don't. Eagles. And the Eagles are going on tour again next year. You saw that?
Really?
Yeah.
Glenn Frey's son's with him.
Yes.
He's taking his part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were on TV the other night.
Well, they do a concert now.
They do a concert. That one from Melbourne they play every once in a while on cable. It's 3 hours long. My wife said, you realize you stayed up till midnight watching that? I said, I'll do it every time.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
Weird Al Yankovic is the guy I was
trying
to think
of.
Weird Al Yankovic. He does all those songs.
I think he's still doing some. And
I never liked him.
Huh? Well, that's understandable. You never liked me too.
What a surprise!
No, that's like, what the hell? I mean,
I remember Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al was good. Now, Weird Al was good.
Cadence tomorrow night. We started talking about it.
Well, do we have a call?
I don't know. We'll worry about the caller, Nolan. Cajuns tomorrow night.
Cajuns tomorrow night. Coastal Carolina on the road.
What's Coastal's record, Bruce?
4-4.
4-4. Hey, let's take this so we don't keep this guy on hold. I hate being held on hold. Is that okay with you?
Let's take it.
Well, I mean, it's not like we've got a hold music for him. They're literally just hearing Five Guys Stories and Lies. Well, but I mean, we got Ken on the line.
Okay.
Hey, Ken.
Okay, put Ken on. Hey, Ken, what you got?
All right, how y'all doing? His name is Weird Al Yankovic, who made those songs.
Yeah,
we just pulled it up.
Tom
just
looked him up. Yeah.
He's funny. Yeah. He's funny, man. Yeah.
Well, he's really good. Really was good, anyway. But anyway, I don't get involved in these college football playoffs because it's going to come out in the wash.
Yes,
you got Alabama, LSU, Ohio State's going to get a shot at Penn State. Clemson, should have been number four. Because they're undefeated since last year. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they didn't play so well, but they're still undefeated. So, but don't put no stock in it. Clemson has a road that they're not going to get beat. They're going to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, so you can forget about them.
Yeah.
It's the other teams that you have to worry about. Sure. I don't think Oklahoma's getting in, even if they win the Big 12 championship.
No, they're done.
I don't think they're getting in. Yeah, so you have Ohio State, LSU, and the rest. But, again, it's going to come out in the wash. We'll see what happens down the road. LSU still may have a chance if they run the table and lose a close game to Alabama. They still might have a shot. But that's all I got.
It's fun talking about it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No. You know what? Yeah. You know what nobody's talking about is Alabama still has to play Auburn, and that ain't no gimme. What is it, the Iron Bowl that they play the last game?
Yeah.
And look, the way Auburn played LSU, Alabama may have their hands. They might.
They might. Like Ohio State may have its hands full not only with Minnesota, but they've got Penn State at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
that's true.
There's no gimmies for nobody.
Except for Alabama. LSU's probably got the easiest schedule. Well, not counting Clemson. You know, Clemson. Yeah. I don't think there's anything out there that's going to knock off Clemson.
Well,
and I think Ken's right. I think they've got an excellent chance to move into the top four.
Yeah, because if Ohio State beats Penn State and Clemson wins out, then they're going to move in at number four.
Yeah, I
agree. Or higher.
Right.
But I do think
Auburn's defense at front is better than Alabama's.
Man.
That's for sure. We'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, man.
706-0111.
You remember after the LSU-Auburn game, Orgeron went over to those two, I don't know if they were outside linebackers, stuff, kids that he recruited. And, you know, it went viral. And he, you know,
tried to get him to transfer?
No, he told him. He recruited him, and that's what he said. And they had the video of it, and that's what he said. He said, man, y'all tremendous players. He said, y'all NFL picks, just like I told y'all when I recruited y'all. You know? So he lost those two guys to Auburn, but, you know, he's classy enough to go up and tell those guys. And those guys gave Burrow hell the whole game, man. So they have a rut because wasn't Burrow sacked like three or four times in that game by those cats?
He was rocked.
Yeah. I mean, that front's coming for Auburn. So Tua better get ready for them, too. And don't just say, well, the LSU game's everything because it's not, because Auburn's going to give them hell.
Okay. UL and Coastal Carolina. Coastal's 4-4, playing better. The Cajuns only have a couple of losses, playing very well. Apparently, Rigas is going to be back.
Bowl eligible.
Yeah, bowl eligible for what that's worth. Yeah. Means you're going to at least finish 500 for the year. That's all bowl eligible means.
I don't know if anyone left on the UL schedule keeps them from scoring points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I hope you don't have to eat that tomorrow.
No, that doesn't mean that they don't give up some. I'm just saying I think there's going to have to be some high-scoring games for them to lose.
All right, what's your pick for tomorrow night?
I'm picking UL. I'm picking them 38-28. I think that after what I saw Saturday, because they were not effective at all in the passing game. Levi Lewis missed some receivers, but they were just running.
But he didn't have Bradley, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't. But he missed, like, Peter LeBlanc over the middle. He was running open for 20 yards, and he waited to throw it and ended up hanging it up there, and it got knocked away, you know. But, you know, he's got to be sharper in the passing game. But the way they run the ball, guys, there was holes as wide as this room. I mean, it's unbelievable. I could have gained 100 yards.
What were our picks last week, by the way?
Last week, we all picked UL over Texas State.
Okay.
But 31-13, which is you, was probably the closest score.
Yeah, had the Cajuns on the money. And if Texas State would have paid attention and scored in that last drive, it'd been real close.
Yeah. That was you know, Bobby had 36-15, but you were closer at 31-13. So congratulations on that.
I don't get many right
with all of your 15 correct picks this year.
Am I still trailing the field?
Yeah, you're 15-9. Go ahead. 15-9. Glenn's 18-6. Bobby and Bruce are 19-5, and the leader is 22-2. And I didn't lie about
22,
it.
Yeah, but you keep in a book, too.
That was my thought, too.
I'm writing them down here. You can look at them every week.
I know,
week.
But you also got my LSU prediction wrong, too, at the beginning. So
it's because I wrote it down when you told me, and it was 11-1.
Well, you got to call it an even call, Jim.
Bruce, you'll hush. Bruce, what's your pick for this week, tomorrow night?
I think the Cajuns are going to run the table and get to the championship game, 33-24.
Yeah.
Damn, where y'all come up with these numbers?
I'm sorry, do you disagree with these numbers?
I'll round them off. No, y'all think they're going to be that many points over there? Is the weather going to be good, Clint? Weather's going to be good. Okay, well, I'll go in the 30s then. I'll go 35-21.
They've been scoring on the road.
I'll go 35-21, Cajuns, yeah.
Okay. And Don?
42-40.
Oh, yeah, he had to top me.
You can't pick them to win. You pick them 6-6. You have to pick them to lose.
No, there's no. I can pick them wherever I want.
No, he's changing in the middle of the game.
Like, kind
of
like Glenn did. Yeah, 42-40.
Like he's accusing me.
42-40 Cajuns?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't really pick them to go 6-6. You picked them to go 10-2.
No, hell no. Yeah, he picked them 6-6.
But that was then. This is now.
Yeah. Don't go there with him. Now. Oh, no, man.
Of course
now.
I picked that.
His ego won't let you do that. No, don't do that.
My ego's fine.
Yeah, oh, no, it's mine. Yeah, I know.
You have a problem.
Yeah, who would have?
I got a problem.
Who would have thunk it, man, that you're sitting here with a 6-2 team that has a chance to be a 10-win team for the first time ever?
That's the good news. Now, what's the bad news about that?
The bad news?
Yeah, the bad news is there's going to be openings at Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss for sure.
Well, he's not going to Arkansas. Did you say Arkansas State?
No, I didn't say Arkansas State.
Listen, Mississippi State?
Yeah. I don't think he'll go to – I don't think people want to go to Mississippi State. I really don't. Not if they're in a position to get a good job.
They offer him $2.5 million a year compared to this. Where you don't think he's going to go? You guys are talking about taking the money and run.
If it's the only choice. Fans, call us in.
Yeah. If it's the only choice.
And a cowbell.
God.
I'm not sold on the SEC. I mean, there are going to be a lot of coaches out.
Yeah.
You know, the guy at Cincinnati is about to take his team to a bowl because he's the highest ranked
one
of any of the G5 schools.
Yeah,
you don't think people might be interested in him?
But you know the thing that again, and we talked about this, the thing that makes
Florida State needs a coach.
Yeah, well that's overdue right
Southern
there.
Southern Cal should need
that's
a coach.
That's overdue.
Yeah,
that's happening. But the thing, and we talked about this, the thing about it is Napier has the pedigree and the fact that he's taken a team that was struggling to two consecutive bowls. And probably this year will go, 10-3 at worst, maybe? Yeah.
9-3 at worst.
9-3 at worst?
No, yeah. He's going to play 13 games, though.
Oh, so you're talking about the whole
thing. Yeah, with a bowl game. Yeah. So you look at his pedigree, you look at what he's done. You look how he's improved the recruiting here, which we talked about earlier. He's really upped the game on recruiting at Louisiana, where they're going after everybody. Got a commitment today or yesterday from a kid from that got a commitment from Tennessee.
And it shows on the field. And no one's saying that they're going to compete with the Alabamas and the Ohio States, but for their level, it shows on the
field.
It's
where it needs to be. And
they're covering passes now.
And let me tell you something. That's why I'd kind of like to see them play Louisiana Tech in a bowl. I was made a – was it you that said that? They haven't beaten Louisiana Tech since 1985?
Since Jake DeLome.
Man, you got to beat Louisiana Tech if you're going to brag about stuff.
This is Five Guys, Stories, and Lies. You hear the music in the background. That's because Clint likes to play that stuff. And also, I need to take a commercial break, which we will do, and the show continues after this.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys, Stories, and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Mike Mitchell, who is a longtime UL fan, sent me a text about something, but I just wanted to throw his name out there. Mike's a regular listener. Mike never calls, but Mike is a regular listener.
Good.
So, hey, Mike. What, Glenn?
No, I was just thinking about that Napier thing, and, you know, we were all talking about all
what Napier thing? Nobody out there knows what you're talking about.
Okay. We were talking about Napier being available for some job openings because there's going to be so many of them. And
oh, that Napier thing. No, you lost
you
me
know,
for a moment.
You know what? I haven't called you a jerk in a long time, but you know what? You are. There you go.
Well, we were talking about that. We were talking about that in the break, though. That's what he's saying. Right?
About him being a jerk to me?
No.
What?
No.
He's back to his old self, you know?
He just knows how to get you. He knows how to get you,
man. Be like Rush Limbaugh. All right. Okay, let me check my notes here. No, he's going to be a hot commodity. And if he's smart, he'll jump. Because if you remember, Hutchman was a hot commodity, and he didn't jump.
That doesn't it sort of depend on what pond he's jumping into?
Yeah, if it's parallel, no. But I think this guy would have spent – Hutchman didn't have a Saban pedigree. He didn't have nearly the pedigree this guy got.
Do you think Napier's out of here after this year? Let me ask you that.
I think if he wins out, I think hell yeah he is.
Okay. Do you think so, Tom?
I'm not close enough to it to know, but I think that if they go 10-2 regular season, I think he'll be approached for jobs, definitely. I think because of where he's coached, Alabama, Arizona State. You know, it's not like he just showed up out of a high school program somewhere.
Look how many coaches from the Sun Belt have left and gone on to major colleges out of the Sun Belt. It's been a bunch.
Yeah. Latest one is what the guy from App State that went to Arkansas. Probably wishes he was back at App State right about now, too.
Yeah.
There's no question that this was a head coaching opportunity for him.
Yeah.
So
at an SEC school.
The offers that he gets, will they be a place that he'll be comfortable to go to? Or does he have the program to a point where he says, I can do this for a couple more years here and wait for the right place to open up? I don't know. You know, I don't know what's in his head. Most of us don't because he's very, very reserved.
He doesn't
let you in to what he's thinking.
I know. I'm just saying the way he's going about this whole thing, and we've kind of criticized him for some of it as being – what's the word, Bruce? Aloof?
Cheapskate.
Hi, dog, man. I'm pretty good, man.
Give the media some lunch at Mondays.
Anyway, no, don't go there. But I think the way he's approached this, the way he's done it, he's done it in a fashion that's very professional, very methodical. The way he's built this program back to this stage, I think that goes a long way if I'm an AD sitting there looking at a resume and somebody's telling me, you know what, this is a hot coach. I'm looking and saying, man, look what he did over there, you know, because that used to be, like we said, that was a nowhere, what do we call it?
Graveyard
for college football coaches. Look what he's done. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive.
Well, until Hudspeth took a job, that he became the first ex-UL/USL coach to take a job and stay in coaching.
Yep.
Yeah, but it wasn't as a head coach.
No.
So, but we've never had one leave here to go be a head coach at a better place.
Look, Napier's got a calmness about himself, and I think more than anything, it's that we aren't used to things the way they are now at UL. That doesn't say that they're – I'm not saying they're right or wrong. We aren't used to being where we can't just call up a coach and talk to him.
No, and that's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault. The management group that's in control now for whatever, you know, that's their rules and their regulations, and they're being run – I guess kind of like the way in Alabama is run or a bigger school. I don't know. I don't know how it is at LSU. Can you call up the coach and talk to him at any time if you're not a specific media group?
I agree with that, and I thought about something the other day. Again, I saw on Facebook, Don, I know you hate for me to talk about that, but I saw where my buddy Scooter Hobbs has a sports talk show in Lake Charles. Guess who his guest was? Coach O.
Okay.
Coach O.
On site?
Yeah, on site. Yeah.
Well, so I guess they don't have those same restrictions.
Huh?
Probably had supper with his son at McNeese and dropped by.
Yeah.
Well, he was in the studio, and he was in the studio. It was him and a player doing an interview with Scooter.
Yeah. I'm like Tom. I have no idea what Napier's going
to
do.
Yeah, you don't have any idea because you don't have a chance to really get close to him.
But we have a better chance of getting the head coach of the number one team in the country on this show on site, then we do the local coach.
Yeah, and that's just the way it is.
And we got a better shot of doing that.
That's now, just the way it is.
Does that mean it's true. Does something not compute there? I don't think something computes there.
Well,
I don't know. I wish we could get an answer because we've never gotten a direct answer.
Bruce, do you think Napier's out of here after this season?
He's got to listen. I mean, he's if somebody comes in after 2 years and says they're impressed enough with you, with your turnaround and what you've done in 2 years with one more recruiting class coming in, he's got to listen.
Oh, definitely. Now,
well, if somebody here's the deal. If somebody comes in to talk to him, they're not coming in with small change. They're coming in here with money.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not coming. There's no parallel school coming
in
here.
He's getting pretty well paid.
They're
right
not coming with $1 million offer.
No.
You know, they're going to have to go a lot
higher
than that.
And there again, it goes back to follow the money. I mean, in his situation, he's not one of those guys making $20, $30 million a year. If he's making supposedly around $1 million here, they come in and offer him $2.25 million like an SEC team would, minimum, he'd have to take it. I mean, he would do a disservice to his family if he didn't take it. So that's the way I feel about it.
As long as he thought there was something to build from where he was going. Now, right now, Arkansas is not a good place to go.
Well,
I wouldn't say that.
Arkansas's got to give
somebody
the guy from App State a chance.
Yes.
They've got to give him a chance.
Yeah, I think they will.
Because right now they're in disarray. But for them, if you're in Napier's situation, you got two successful years. People are rocking behind you. The attendance isn't that great, but they are behind you. And you're getting recruiting classes in there. You're percolating pretty good. Now, when they come in with the money, you got to be sure that you've got a base to work with, you know, if you're him, you know.
Well, if he ends up, you know, like Glenn keeps bringing up the SEC, you know, if he should end up with an offer from a school there, they're going to have a base to work with. I mean, that's a given, right?
Well, they've already had a Mississippi writer put him, I think it was in Jackson, huh, Clint? There was an SEC writer that put him at the top of the list for Mississippi State.
Cool.
Put Napier at the top.
Now, that doesn't surprise me, you know, it's... That guy wants to go to Rutgers.
Yes.
You know, because that's his area. And they say in the Rutgers coach, has he been let go yet, or is he going to be let go at the end of the year, the Rutgers coach?
Rutgers gets a lot of bad press because they have a bad football team.
Yeah.
And what it apparently is a not outstanding history of being a program recently either.
No.
I think the problem with Mississippi State is, can you ever really win in the SEC? In Starkville, you know? Yeah. Because of the teams you've got to go against, you know? And does that become a factor in a guy looking to take that job?
You got four programs that are tough to overcome right off the bat. LSU, Bama, Auburn, and A&M. And you're sitting there in Starkville.
But I tell you one guy who I guarantee you thinks he can do that if they would take him back is Hutch, but and they loved Hutsman in at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So he leaves here, goes back there, is one of those assistant head coaches, you know, in title only, assistant head coaches, and then leaves and goes to Austin Peay. He's having a good year at Austin Peay. His name could be thrown into the mix. The boosters, from everything I understand, the boosters of Mississippi State love Mark Hutsman.
Ken, you're talking about, you know, can you win in Starkville? Tom brought it up.
And he believes he can.
Can you win in South Carolina in SEC football?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
no, I'm not sure you can.
Where's the places right now that you
Lou
can
Holtz?
Win?
Spurrier
did. Baton Rouge, Tuscaloosa, Auburn.
Hey, you can win in Arkansas.
Maybe A&M.
Gainesville.
You know? Gainesville, yeah. Those are the schools you can win at, you know, on a consistent level. Now, when I say can he win, you can go to Mississippi State and win 8 games, you know, but, you know, that's not going to get you in the SEC championship game.
The way college game is set up now, if you think you can win a national championship in Starkville or someplace like that, or Oxford, or, you know. But look, I mean, you got Vanderbilt's playing. I mean, Vanderbilt's program's come up. So there's – you can't say nothing. It can't be done. In Arkansas, who used to go into Dallas and in that Metroplex area over there to get some of their players and stuff, which they hadn't done, and in Oklahoma to get players, they haven't done that. Again, this guy from App State that took the job over there, you know, he did it at App State. Hell, he, like Don said, give him some time. He's liable to go into Texas and grab some of them guys.
Wasn't Vanderbilt in Nashville?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
it's in Nashville. Yeah. I mean, I know it's in Tennessee, but isn't it in Nashville?
Because
that's one of the things I've always wondered about. I know in the past it was academics.
I would love to see Nashville.
How does Nashville? How do you not recruit someone to play in Nashville?
I would just love to see Vandy become a player in the SEC.
Well, in
that
baseball,
would be so cool.
In baseball, they have. So in baseball, they have. Football, I mean, it's a different animal, man.
Yeah,
just with the numbers. Baseball, you can do it, you know. And plus, you know, with their educational standards at Vanderbilt, it attracts a lot of people.
What's the top private school in that category that plays football? Notre Dame. And they have a difficult time every year getting to that pinnacle spot when they're able to at all.
Admission standards.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right, music from Clint. When we come back, we'll talk the Saints. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on this Wednesday evening. 706-0111. You're still on the air. Yes, we're still playing.
Do you agree that they should have played?
Take the break, Clint.
Do you agree with them playing Breeze the other day?
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect. Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
We're in the break just now, and Glenn starts talking about Miss Kitty. I mean, you talk about ADD.
Oh, Gunsmoke.
Where did that come from?
Because when you get old... and you're at home and you got not a whole lot to do or yet awake at night, you can always go to ISP Network and Gunsmoke is on. When we were all kids, I'd seen a couple of them on Saturday nights. But, man, now I'm catching up on – they were on for 18 years.
You can catch up on the Gunsmoke storylines.
I'm watching Miss Kitty from the time she was a teenager running that place.
Has it occurred to you now that
what?
You're much older – with experience and wisdom,
oh,
what her train, what her line of work really
was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, you get it now.
I notice now. But when I was a kid, I mean, you know what? Everything was wholesome and stuff. And
are we on the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
When do we come back? I didn't. Okay.
After the bumper music, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, wake up! You didn't know when we went off.
I was wondering what y'all were talking about, man.
What, Miss Kitty?
Yeah, well, I was wondering why you all were still talking. Why y'all had your headsets on and y'all were just talking about Miss Kitty.
God,
because we started that in
what
the break.
I'm going to get me a Miss Kitty T-shirt.
I've been gone for
2 weeks.
It's tough, man. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, the Saints.
Super Bowl Saints, baby.
Oh, here we go.
Now you know who you sound like, huh?
Any good Saints
fan. You criticize other teams' fans, and you just like them with the Saints.
This is true. The Saints are Cajun softball. Those two things.
Sorry, man, but that's my jam.
That's okay.
All right, then don't get on those guys and call and say LSU's
I'm
said
not getting
jam.
On them. I didn't get on them.
All right, that's
not okay. Online, not on the air.
What's the Saints record?
Seven and one, man.
Just like yeah. Tom predicted. He picked them to win every game.
That's true.
No, yeah. I didn't. I predicted them to go 11-5.
Yeah, but you've picked them every week when we ask scores. You never picked them to lose.
Because well, I've adjusted.
Well, he obviously
I
lost
did,
one game there.
I picked, well, yes.
I changed.
But I have adjusted my picks based on their performance.
Oh.
I haven't tried to change my prediction.
I didn't do it. No, we didn't. No, the man called in and said, I heard you say 12.
I haven't not tried
Bruce
to change.
Bruce Brown backed it up.
I haven't tried to say, well, I said 14-2. Now that they're 7-1, but I am adjusting my predictions based on that.
Okay, look, before you get so far off the mark here, the Saints, they play Atlanta.
That's exactly
truly
right.
One of the worst teams in the NFL this year, mm-hmm. and a true disappointment to a lot of people.
Is Matt Ryan healthy? Is he playing?
Yes and no. I don't know if he's playing this week.
Doesn't matter.
He did get.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Don't matter.
Because they had Ryan. They had Devontae Freeman. They have Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley. And they're still losing.
And they're still bad.
And they're That's still right. bad. Yeah. So there's.
All right. I'm picking the Saints.
Surprise.
And
surprise,
I'm picking them
surprise.
38-20. And the only reason 20 is because the Saints will be so far ahead, they'll give up a score at the end.
What do you think, Bruce? Let's get an objective.
They'll play.
They'll play
prevent
defense.
Tom,
you pick 38-20. Write it down. Shut up.
It's
what do you like, Bruce?
Saints in a walk, 35-13.
I kind of like that score.
Really?
Yeah.
Copies off of everybody.
Yeah. No, I just picked last. But I'm not picking Atlanta. It's hard to do that. You know, they're so.
Are you picking the Saints?
Yeah.
They're fixing to get the head coach fired.
Yeah.
You know. That's never a good scene.
No. Boom, boom, bang, bang.
You should pick the Saints. That's the only time you got a win in the Saints column this year.
38-14.
Yeah, it's going to be all a right. breeze.
No and pun. Glenn.
I think so.
Since y'all all think it's going to be a breeze, as you just said.
No pun intended.
Look at the paper.
I'm not drinking y'all Kool-Aid.
All right, pick Atlanta.
I'm not going to pick Atlanta, but I'll go 28-20.
That's a lot closer 20. Than I think. Yeah, what is the spread on that anyway, Glenn? It's got to be large. You got the paper in front of you.
60.
No, Tom.
Welcome to Las Vegas. Probably
Saints
7.5.
13. Right
13,
now.
Really?
That's a lot.
That's a lot,
that's a
in,
lot
the NFL.
Of points in the NFL.
Could be a road favorite.
No, yeah. That's home. They're home.
Are they in New Orleans this week?
Yep.
Oh, I thought
they're
they were in Atlanta.
They're Atlanta Thanksgiving night.
So 13 is the line.
Okay.
I'm not that far off.
I don't mind my pick. And Glenn, I think you're going to be way off. I can't see Atlanta scoring 20 on them.
You can't?
No, and I don't see the Saints scoring as few as 28.
But that's why.
Is Kamara back?
Supposed to be.
That's an element they got
to
get back in.
Yeah, him and Cook both were back at practice today.
I don't care about Jared Cook. He's blah. What a disappointment he's been.
They need to get Kamara back and running, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Down the stretch.
I agree. You know, Murray performed very well.
Yeah.
When he was asked
Murray
to do,
was Murray.
When he was asked to do what he had to do.
Yeah, Murray looked
did
good.
Well. Yeah, he did well.
Yeah.
But Kamara gives you that element that he can't give you.
I know what I was saying. Did you guys watch Monday night at all?
A little bit.
Cowboys-Giants. I mean, it was not a great game. Did you see the Black Cat?
Black Cat changed
yeah,
the whole
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see the Black Cat?
Black Cat yeah, comes yeah. across
turned
the
out
field.
To be, oh, across the field, throughout the end zone. They had, like, security. They had, like, 12 guys trying to surround it, and it finally escaped.
A black cat has taken the field.
Here you go.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat has stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad
luck
for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field.
Yeah, the best
the
moves
black
on the field.
Cat is at the other end of the field.
Yeah, the best moves all night.
He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday
well,
night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's who brought
walking.
The cat?
And
the
he's PR
department.
To the three.
PR department.
He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look at, they're trying to corner him. And they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. And the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again.
That's called a game that's so boring that this is what the announcers have fun doing.
And it runs up the tunnel.
This is the best call by this guy I have ever heard.
Oh, that's great. Well,
Kevin Harlan is absolutely like one of my favorite announcers.
That is the best call I have ever heard them do.
And he runs it to the end zone.
Here's the deal about the cat. The cat is part of a gang of strays that live at the stadium at East Rutherford. The workers there feed the cats.
And they keep the rat population down, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. But they feed the rats, and they're considered the pets. Okay. After the game, Cowboys players were asking, could they take the cat with them back to Dallas?
Hey, we'll take whatever works.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, it was, and it was a highlight of that game also.
Hey, I don't know if y'all noticed, and this is away from the subject, but did y'all see, Clint, did you see this where Major League Baseball is actually minor league baseball, is going to experiment next year with the auto umpire strike, the automated strike?
Yeah, that came out about a month ago,
yeah,
didn't it?
No, but, I think
they finalized it, what league is going to be in?
I think they tested it out. No, I think that was this year they actually started testing it out, the Atlantic League. That was something they started testing out this past season.
I don't see how you can do that.
I don't either.
But you know what? Because if you thought games were long before, think what it would be now if it calls it just over the plate.
No.
Because umpires give a ball on the side.
Because you still got to have an umpire behind there.
Yeah.
You still got to have an umpire there.
They also had a story today that they're hoping to bring baseball back to New Orleans, minor league baseball. Major League Baseball wants to put a minor league team, hopefully by 2021.
We're done for the night. We will be back next week, next Wednesday.
Bobby will be back.
And we'll have plenty to talk about on what happened and what's going to happen. Five Guys, Stories and Lies. For Tom, Bruce, Glenn, I'm Don. And for the wizard behind the glass, who was outstanding tonight, thanks for the cat. We will talk to you next week.
Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is KLWB Karen Crowley.